Prince did something, and then Antrell gives him an instruction, and then Dion Grant gives him an instruction. How much does it help to have guys like that? Or do you notice your older guys?
Sure you do. Yeah, well, you better have, because when you're on the field and you got a young guy like that who's had as little practice time and play time as Prince has had, he's got to be like a sponge. I mean, he's got to take all the help he can from the veteran guys, and they're helping him. You know, they like him. He's a very likable young guy, and he needs that kind of reinforcement on the field from his teammates and corrections as well.
And do you see him responding well? I mean, if Dion kind of seems to yell at him, does he respond well to that? Does he take it as...
I think he takes it well. I don't think there's any... He hasn't got any issues with that, no.
Tom, I know you'll probably take him out of any way they come, but you've had a lot of stressful fourth quarters. Would you like to have a game where you maybe don't have to be sick to your stomach?
You know, I've been asked that question, and as if I was going to answer that I really don't like those finishes. I like the ones that we win. I don't like the ones we don't win. But like you say, every game is a battle. Every game seems to go relatively close to the wire, and if that's the way it is, then I'm just rooting for us to have the ball last and do something good with it and win, even though it might be the last play of the game.
As good as Eli has been this year, do you kind of think he can keep up this pace, especially in December as the weather starts to get colder?
Well, I think he can. I think he can.
Tom, the reconfigured offensive line that you've had the last couple of weeks, is there? You obviously are replacing good players, but is there anything about the new offensive line that's more conducive to the run game?
Well, when you talk about somebody like Kevin Booth, who's, you know, played literally every position up there, he's just a smart, tough guy that has a tremendous attitude about whatever you need me to do, I'll do. And Petras is a tough guy.
Mm-hmm. Are those guys better run blockers at this point in their careers than pass blockers?
Not necessarily.
No? Okay.
How'd it talk to you today?
He did okay. He did a few things, and he did okay. I don't think there's any setback.
Other than maybe the record, which I'm sure you wish was better, are you happy where you're sitting 3 weeks to go?
Well, I don't know if that's a good word. I mean, we're in a position now where, you know, we truly believe and have always talked about to our team about take care of your own business, and that's what it is. Yeah, that's where we are.
How have the last few weeks with Kanoski been since your return from injury? It looks like he's gotten a lot better in the last couple of weeks.
Physically or?
Physically and
otherwise. Well, he played pretty well before he got hurt. He has a specific role, and he does a good job with that. He picks things up well.
Do you have any idea? Your defense in the final 2 minutes of half has given up the most points this year. Any idea why?
Our defense of what?
Defense in the final 2 minutes of a half has given up the most points in the league. Any reason why you think that is?
I really don't know. I didn't know that stat, but obviously we better do better, huh?
In basketball, we talk about a guy who wants the last shot, and Eli's been vocal in saying he wants the ball last. Is that unusual? Are there quarterbacks who don't want the ball last?
No, I don't think so. You want a guy that wants to be in a position, I don't know if it's last, but wants to be in a position where he has to take his team down and score. And Eli's been like that. That's the way he's always been.
I know a lot of their stuff, they like to run wide. You week one, you did a good job keeping
right.
How important is Tuck also for that?
Well, he is. I mean, any time you've got a player of his caliber, it's very important. And like you say, we knew exactly what they wanted to do by objective in the first game. We did all right with it. They made some adjustments in their game against New England, and quite frankly, they did an outstanding job of scheming it.
Tom, what do you see in Grossman? I mean, his interception percentage is pretty high. Do you feel like there's opportunities potentially there?
Well, he played very well against us the first time. That's what I'm going on. You know, he threw the ball well. He, he directed his team well. I mean, that's all I look at. I mean, I know about the turnovers. You know, they're minus 14. Something's been happening. I think he's played well. I mean, you talk about a tough guy. He starts the season as a starter. He goes through the little period where he wasn't, comes back, and they've been battling pretty much every game as well.